Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ourself with the universe. That's what happens here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kushner on Friday, August the 25th. And so this is a day that will live in infamy, especially if you're Donald Trump and you look in the mirror and, wait a minute, did I really take that mugshot? Is that how I really look? That's about...
I love it. It's so, but it is so Donald Trump. And he is saying so many things with how he decided to pose his face for that mugshot.
F you is about what I think that's really what he's saying. All right, so that's stuff we can say for the talk radio countdown show for the weekend. Good news, well, there are a couple of good things. Thank heavens that we have Progressive Insurance to sponsor the program in part, because without that, we'd be whistling Dixie, or we'd be waving in the wind. Got to have sponsors, unless you folks want to send us money. Send your checks. Go online to a Good Day Show and send some money. Why not, right? Jay's got to feed her dog. I got to feed my dog, so, and we got to feed James, too. He's hungry, and we need something for him. So if you're interested in new insurance, you have the old insurance that's really a blah, 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 then you can go to progressive.com. Or you can call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, whatever runs, whatever moves, you can get it to Progressive. Every time I'm trying to figure out how I can do an O'Reilly with... progress. No, see, there's too many syllables in there. But you get the point, right? I think everybody gets the point. The point is, today's Friday, and here's something that Donald Trump might well heed, as we are, none of us, trapped in our bodies, locked in our bones. We're free to change and love change if we want to change. And I'm not sure he wants to change. He doesn't. Works for him. Whatever goes on with you works for you, right? If it doesn't work for you, then it's time for you to do something about it. But
yes. What is the one saying where it's if you can change your circumstances, if you don't like something, change your circumstances. If you can, if you cannot change your circumstances, change your attitude.
Yes, right. Probably both of those would work for him. Under the circumstances. Here's a wonderful story about a man who's 93 years old, Jay, who found a woman he met in 1959. Joe Potenzano met Mary Elkin at a wedding. And he has decided that for him, waiting all these years was worth it. They're getting married this fall. They met 64 years ago. This guy is 93, lives in Paramus, New Jersey, says, quote, "I say this unashamedly. I fell in love with her, and she told me she fell in love with me." What else do you want? I think that's pretty much it, Joe. That's about all you need. What's the old Beatles song? All you need is love, love, love. Right? That's it. Love makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this lady was the maid of honor, and Mr. Potenzano was the best man at this wedding in 1959. It was his sister's wedding. They dated for a while, and then off they went. He went his way, she went her way. Ms. Elkin was a professional dancer. He was an engineer, went to Fairleigh Dickinson. And so Ms. Elkin later married another guy. The couple raised a family. The This guy stayed single. Yeah. All those years. And then they kept in touch, mostly because their families were friendly. And then Ms. Elkins said she was sitting in her house on her sofa, and there was nobody else she could call. So there we go. Pick up the phone. And that's how it was rekindled. Very sweet. They went to dinner. They went to movies. They called.
No time had passed.
Yeah, right. Well, that happens with people. Yeah. Don't you think that happens? I think it happens a lot. Yep. Okay, so those of you who are excited about the news cycle, here's something that will really turn you on. I headline this, all bias, all the time. Max has announced something that I know those of you who love CNN are going to love this. Another 24-hour news service from CNN. Wow. How have we made it this far without this thing? That's what I want to know. It's going to start next month, a new option for live news in the tradition of CNN. That's why I headline it all bias all the time. Very excited.
Not... Yeah, this is the HBO Max streaming service that they dropped the HBO part.
Yeah.
Stuck with Max, and now they're adding the CNN option that will be part of it.
Oh, boy, how exciting. Listen to this. They've got the lead with Jake Tapper. They'll have the Situation Room. And they'll have Anderson Cooper and what's her face? Christine, whose last name you can never pronounce. Amanpour. Yeah, her too.
Amanpour.
Right. And let's see here. CNN Newsroom will be on this. So I'm guessing if they have all these shows that are on CNN Max, what's different about it? They even say in their promotional material, their core is from CNN. So what do you need HBO Max for? I guess I would ask that question. In fact, I'd ask, what do you need CNN for? But that's just me. I don't know, what do you need any of this? Listen, if you want entertainment, maybe, I thought, what's her face? Amanpour was on PBS. Did she go to CNN? Perfect place for her, because she's about as liberal as anybody. Not that there's anything wrong with being liberal. I'm not saying that at all. Chris Wallace went over there, right? They have some other stuff. Oh, listen. Stanley Tucci's going to do a show called Searching for Italy. That might be. That's of all the stuff here.
Oh, that's the Anthony Bourdain one. They'll re-air old episodes from
different things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so it's old and older and oldest. That's it. Complex streaming market. The people that run CNN and HBO say this is a complicated time. So we make this information. We want to deliver the news. Then I would suggest you go to News Nation if you want to deliver the news. Get that on HBO Max. Right? Now, how many people have I offended with that? Not that I was trying to necessarily, but
and CNN's not the only culprit of it. Most news sources are.
Sure.
And just look at and we've talked about this before, but just look at photos that they use whenever they're talking about different stories, and you can tell where they lie very easily. If there's somebody they are against, they use very unflattering photos of them.
Newsmax will have fabulous photos of Trump today, and CNN will have that mugshot. Look at that guy. How can you trust him? Right. All right, enough of that stuff. Here's something that may concern you with good reason, especially if you live on the West Coast. Japan is starting to release the radioactive water into the Pacific. Remember Fukushima, the power company that was wrecked during a typhoon, I think, wasn't it, or an earthquake or something that was a real problem. So they started treating the water, which was radioactive, and now this is something, I guess actually they started yesterday. The company is known in English as TEPCO. I don't know what the Japanese, what's the translation? Koiwa
Wara. No, don't do that.
No, you don't think it's like that?
Don't do that, no.
Oh, why? Do you think that's an insult?
So, to go on with the story.
Yes. Well, I just think that it's pretty outrageous. Chinese don't like it. South Koreans don't like it. North Koreans haven't said anything, but then and nobody pays attention to them anyway. According to Beijing, Japan's actions are, quote, selfish and irresponsible. And they should know because they do more of that than anything, act selfishly and irresponsibly. So the Chinese say the water belongs to all humanity. Well, it's probably not the best thing to do, but what do they do? What do you do with this stuff? This is the one problem with nuclear energy that is difficult. It's hard to... it's the same thing's going to happen to the batteries of electric cars. Same thing. Nobody's going to know what to do with them when they're all done in 7 years. And people are beginning to realize that, by the way, and I think that's one of the reasons that electric car sales have slowed way, way, way down. There's a real backlog now. That's why they're offering so many incentives so they can dump them on the market. So they all went on that rampage, if that's the right word. They went on that kick and started making all these cars, and people have stopped buying them. They'll sell a few here and there, especially in California, some places. But most people, as my friend the car dealer has said, want internal combustion engines. Anyway, that's not what's going on in Japan. Mm-hmm. But what would you do? How would you feel if you were in Japan and this was going on?
Well, it's been treated. Yeah, it's treated. But I think there's just still so much unknown that maybe have a hard time with it.
Yeah, treating it, what does that mean, though? What does it mean to have it treated? What do they do to it? I don't really know.
Yeah, and then when you also look at certain things, it's not that levels of radiation are at zero. It's just, okay, now they're at an acceptable level. Well, mm-hmm. What's an acceptable level, and how much of that acceptable level is still okay? There's just a lot of follow-up questions.
Yeah, tell that to the people who get cancer, have had cancer because of their exposure to the nuclear side of things.
Then what do? You just sue at that point, but it's pretty much too late. Life is already gone, yeah.
Exactly. Kind of doesn't make much difference. So, anyway, I guess there's a big boo here. Boo! For the authorities in Japan who think this is a good idea. But once again, what do you do? That's the question. And I have no answers now because it's 18 past the hour and I'm out of breath and out of time.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime. Yippee! How much longer are we going to celebrate summertime? Another couple, 3 weeks. And let's make the most of it, shall we? 23 and change after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program with a lady who's here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Jay Kirshner. We can't say that about Sofia Vergara. And she's in the celebrity trending news that we will probably spend a little bit of time on. Actually, she has something in common here with Terry Crews, and the focus is on another well-known personality, okay? So if you want to know what's going on with Sofia Vergara and Terry Crews, we could start a rumor. The two of them are now together, and we'll explain how that all works right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on here, Jay? What an outrage. Imagine Heidi Klum and the rumor about her eating 900 calories a day. And apparently Sofia Vergara says, Terry Crews says, This is all around the set of America's Got Talent, right?
There was a joint interview on Entertainment Tonight, and Heidi Klum the reports resurfaced of how she maintains her frame, and she weighs 138 pounds. She has a strict plan that she follows and everything, but then all of these rumors started flying around that part of that strict plan is that she adheres to a 900 calorie a day diet. Normally, Heidi doesn't address certain rumors, but she is addressing this one because she doesn't want fans to think this is true and start trying to do it themselves. Of like, oh, that's what Heidi Klum does. And Well, she's a supermodel, but she also does look healthy. And for her, I think she's 5'10" or maybe a little bit taller, but she's in the normal range. She's not underweight. She's still in the normal range for what her frame should be. And so that's why they're addressing this. And Sofia Vergara was like, yeah, you definitely don't stick to a 900-calorie-a-day diet because you come into my dressing room all the time and eat my food. And some of those are like more than 900 calories of what you're even eating there. And Terry Crews was like, yeah, this whole 900-calorie thing, not at all. And when she was in her earlier days of supermodel, supermodel stardom, she was very open about she has a great metabolism and she doesn't necessarily stick to a strict diet. She eats what she wants to eat, but then as she's gotten older, what comes with age comes with wisdom, and she just makes healthier choices now. She doesn't feel restricted. She just makes healthier choices.
Why is it anybody's business? Why would anybody go out of their way to start some sort of dialogue
and it's
or conversation?
This is a dangerous rumor for a lot of people that might be trying to, you know, following it. But again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll continue to say it. Let's make it the norm that we just stop commenting on other people's bodies as a society.
Unless you want to talk about my 5'9" Hulk, you can do that, Jay, if you want.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, other than that, nah. There's not... there are a lot of people who have 3, 4, 5 meals a day. And there are a lot of people that, you know, it's not necessarily... It's kind of how they train, or maybe that's all they have time for. I eat, during the course of the program, lots of fruit, and then during the day I eat sparingly.
Yeah.
But I'm not 930 pounds. Okay, there it is. We put to rest all the problem rumors about Heidi Klum here on Good Day. Thank heavens. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our mood just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. I'm Warren X.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fani Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Summer. That's the Good Day program, August 25th, Friday. You know what that means? Tomorrow's Saturday, and yesterday was Thursday.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, I thought I'll figure it out. There's the lovely. Is that sexist if I call you lovely? But I'd have to.
I'm not offended by it.
Okay, good. All right, anybody who's offended by it, Okay, let's grow up here and do something that. I was looking at my lottery tickets to see if it was me. Unclaimed $1 million for Mega Millions. The prize was sold actually in Iowa, and I haven't been there for a while, so it's not me. And Jay, it's probably not you, right?
It's not me.
Did you win? Somebody listening to this program may have won $1 million they haven't collected yet, and you excuse me, you got 2 weeks, or the money goes. By the way, where does it go?
I think it just goes back into the pot. But I feel I'm kind of surprised that this doesn't happen more often, because it seems like a lot of people, if they don't win, they play to win the big jackpot. And if
right.
they don't win the big jackpot, they don't look at their ticket again, because it's just, well, I didn't win the big jackpot. Well, you could have won $1 million. You could
right,
have
so
won another amount. And you could
but
have
how
won,
do you do that?
How do you do what?
Well, how do you, looking at, excuse me, the numbers, good God.
I mean, you could go online and see what the numbers were for the date that the ticket was playing for, but you can also just take it into the gas station. They can scan it for you and tell you if it's a winner or not.
That's not what I mean. I mean, what does it take? Do you have to have five of the six numbers to get a million? Is that how it works?
Yes, yes, yeah. If you have all of the numbers except for the Powerball,
right.
The Mega Ball.
And do they have to be in that? That's always been my question. Do they have to be in the order in which they show up on the tickets that you're playing? Do the numbers have to be in that order? What can they be? If you have all the numbers, let's say your number, I'm picking a number at random, 07, 20, 31, 41, 51. So those are the five numbers before you get the...
Yeah, so if you have those five numbers...
Yeah, in any order.
Well, they're done in numerical order, so they can...
So they always come out in order. The lowest number is first, and the highest number is last.
Yes.
So you can't... It couldn't be that your ticket read... the number's backwards. I'll just use the numbers and turn them around. In some other order other than the ones I just read them in.
Yeah, that sounds like a faulty machine.
Uh-oh. Well, there you go, boys and girls. Help yourself if you can. September 6th is D-Day. The ticket was purchased at Gateway Express in Ames, Iowa.
I like that they say where the tickets were purchased.
Yeah.
Because if you were there, if you did go there recently, it's kind of like, oh, hey, wait, that could be me. That could be me. But my question is, whenever there is a jackpot winner, the location the ticket was sold wins a certain amount of money, too. They kind of get, like, rewarded for it.
Yep.
Do they get that same reward on $1 million thing? And also, if nobody claims that ticket, do they still get that? Does the store still get their reward if it's an unclaimed ticket?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Anyway, nobody had claimed. Here's a situation that exists in Texas. This one's even bigger. 17 mil unclaimed. There you go, James. Get on your pony and ride down to the 7-Eleven on Campbell Road, North Dallas. Bring that ticket. You get 17 mil. Now, the question is, will you share it with us? Because we're your friends.
I mean,
we're your partners. Well, a lot of people would probably claim to be your friends that aren't really, but...
I wouldn't tell you I won anything, but I would share with you. I would.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could
just randomly buy some gifts.
A buck a piece, maybe.
There you go. Buy you some candy.
There you go. There's somebody who's generous. Ooh. The 2023 college football season begins mañana. A couple of games involving the top 15 teams. The schedule, I don't think it's fully underway until next weekend, but Notre Dame takes on Navy. I think game is televised, most of those things. Now that the strike is on, every high school game will be on some network to fill up the weekend schedule. Let's see here. So Notre Dame and Navy, and then there's Southern Cal facing San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah is on next Thursday against Florida. All right, so there you go. What's the big narrative this year if you're following this stuff? The Bulldogs, I guess, have been on top of the pile for, 2 years? They're looking to be number three. I'm not a big football fan, so the fact that I'm even mentioning this is an added bonus for all of you.
When it comes to college football, I can tell you, you already know way more than I do.
There you go. All right, here's the story. A couple of things from the economic world. T-Mobile doing a lot of advertising. Doesn't seem to be working. or something else is going on, maybe because they've announced this week they're laying off 5,000 employees. That's 7% of the workforce. The email went out to employees. Is that kind of impersonal, sending out an email? Or if you're firing 5,000 people, I guess it is. But it'd be nice if the boss said, hey, you know what, Charlie? We're running a little tight here. We only made $5 billion last year, but, so we're going to lay off a bunch
of people. That's a lot of people, 5,000 people. That's a lot of people to think of all those conversations. But all of those people have managers. They're all in different markets at different locations. A manager could tell them face-to-face. They don't need to find out in some mass email of like, hey, you lost your job. Sorry about your luck. Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off.
Yeah. All right. Well, other economic news here. The mortgage rates, they are at their highest since, well, it was 22 years ago. The average 30-year mortgage rate went to 7.23% this week. Talk about getting bruised if you're a first-time home buyer. And yet, the houses are selling. I have a friend, very close friend, who is a real estate broker, and his business is great. They're not getting the last year or 2 years ago at this time. You're asking $700,000 for a house. It'll go to $750,000, $770,000 because everybody's, you know, they're, you put out a price and then people bid it up. Interesting way of doing business. I'd like to do that with my commercial time here on the program. Okay, we want $700 a spot. No, okay, you guys want to pay $800? Good. Who wants to pay $900? Anyway, high prices, there's not much inventory. That's the big problem.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many people who are shut out of the market. And now, with the rate going up, and for what? What happens if even, so mortgage rates are high. It's tough to borrow money from most banks. So most of the houses that are being sold, at least around here, are being sold on a cash basis. Imagine that. You got $1 million laying around in cash. I'm going to buy this house or that house.
Well, you also have the people who this is their livelihood or this is their hobby of buying up places, renovating them, reselling them for more.
Living.
Or rentals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just having them and keeping them and using them as rentals, whether it is having long-standing tenants or Airbnb kind of stuff. And those people, they have that cash to put towards everything. So they can bring this bidding war to the table of an all-cash offer, and they can keep raising the price.
Yeah. Not exactly the best time to be buying a house, but I'm betting the fourth quarter is supposed to be good business-wise. By the end of the year, I'm betting that the rates will start to go down. But everything else, all the other economy signs are good.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? And that's the thing. You can always refinance. You can always refinance after the fact. And
don't lock in for a long time.
Supposedly, 2024 is supposed to bring a little bit more stability to the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some good news.
Yep. All right, let's see what's going on in the animal department. This week we've had the usual number of attacks by bears and sharks and snakes and bees. Now it's a bat. Yes, boys and girls, it's a bat in a room in a hotel in Las Vegas. I guess we'll forget about that the next time we do the commercial for 2 free nights in Las Vegas for a good time. Call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. This is a live bat. Arizona family decided they're going to sue the hotel in Vegas after they found a live bat in their room. Oh. And it apparently had rabies, so that's not cool at all. The discovery came as the Marcus Rooker family stayed at the New York Hotel and Casino. So, the family's last night.
That's a popular one.
Yeah. He woke up around 4 a.m., he said. He heard a sound coming from the curtains. What kind of a sound do bats make? Isn't that like a...
Isn't it some kind of squeal?
Squeal,
like
yeah.
Like a high-pitched...
Like whistle, yeah. Then he go get out of bed and he found the bat. He said, I had to kill it. I didn't want it to bite anybody. Do bats bite people? I didn't know that. I don't like them. I think
anything with rabies runs the risk.
Okay, so there he's got this dead bat. Call up the management And then he called the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. The department said his family and the bat.
Well, that's who had to come remove the bat, yeah.
Yeah, had to be. He said, I had to get a couple of shots on my shoulder and my legs.
Oh, so he was bad.
Shots. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. Unga bunga. Ugh. Gross.
Well, I mean, I get why he's suing. It became a medical hazard, but also there's, you know, I would be traumatized and terrified anytime I stayed at any hotel after that.
All right, next item here of interest is the bird that dropped the fish on the power line. And because of that, a couple of thousand people lost their power in New Jersey. This kind of fishy. Get it? It was an osprey that dropped the fish on the transponder. It was an... Okay, it was that osprey. Power was up a couple of hours. The official said, quote, animal contact is a common cause of power outages. Yeah, and also the fact that the power companies don't do their job and they keep the lines in good shape. How is dropping a bird onto, dropping a fish onto a power line? I know that wasn't really the headline here, there was a cartoon in the Washington Post that referenced Long John Silver. Remember him? The pirate and also the proprietor of a fish restaurant, right? You ever been to Long John Silver's for fish?
I've gone there for other people who are eating some. Can't say I have eaten any.
No. Okay. This is kind of like a trip to Gilligan's Island, too, right? Think they lost the power there?
Squirrels used to run across power lines all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't cause them any issues.
No. Okay, that sounds kind of fishy to me, too. It is, 48 after here on Good Day already.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, look at this, 53 after Jay. 53 past the hour. Jay Kirshner prepared all the Food Farm Family News, which you can hear here, and then get ancillary information at foodfarmfamily.com. In the most recent podcast or download for foodfarmfamily.com, we enjoy National Waffle Day, right? So I guess when we do today's deal, we can celebrate National Banana Split Day. National Banana Split Day, celebrated every year on August the 25th. So how many of you like all that ice cream in a boat with chocolate all over it? I don't know who can eat all of this with a big banana.
I think a banana split is one of those things that you get to share. It's almost like an appetizer in reverse, like the dessert where you put it in the middle of the table and you can all take a spoon directly to it or put some on your own little plate or a bowl. But, yeah, I feel like it's more of a shared dessert.
Like so many of these things, they start in a drugstore. The banana split, 1904 was the year. The brainchild of David Evans Strickler. He was a pharmacist apprentice, enjoyed experimenting with the soda fountain sundaes that he was so easily able to prepare. And they were popular with the college crowd in that community. They paid 10 cents for a sundae. That's 5 cents more than a regular ice cream. Wow. Where can you get one of these today? We charge...
Kind of sounds like a root beer float.
We charge $7 for a banana split on the bus at the farm. Anyway, you can choose your flavors, your toppings. Today it's a whole big deal. So those of you who don't want to have just vanilla on your banana and chocolate on it, maybe cherry vanilla ice cream. That'd be good, right?
There you go. And with three scoops, fudge, they don't brownies, have to be the same type of ice cream. You can have three different scoops. The
right,
fudge,
exactly.
The cream.
All right, the announcement has been made today by Heineken Breweries. This set a lot of people who are planning on going to travel in Russia this year. Heineken is withdrawing from Russia. Yeah. They sold their Russian operations for $1. to a Russian manufacturing company called the Ernst. We're translating, obviously, here. The Ernst Group. You can be sure that Putin had nothing to do with this either, right? This is all on the up and up. Nothing. Oh, he didn't have anything to do with that. Team Fresh and Go brand fruit cups being recalled because of listeria. Good God. Freshy foods, not so freshy, it would seem. Listeria contamination. Details posted online. The recall initiated for this product. Apparently there are, not, is it because they've expired and still on the store shelves? Or is this something that was out of the gate? Mostly,
yeah.
They make these things, or they put them, can we say they make them? They produce them in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So all of this stuff, these are mixed fruit cups for the most part. Various names, too, I think, right?
And normally when things are expired, they smell expired. They look expired. And with listeria, they typically, that doesn't have a smell. Or
no,
they don't
neither
look
does any,
smell
none of them
spoiled.
Do.
Yeah.
Yep, salmonella doesn't, E. coli doesn't. There's a, if you want fruit, why don't you just go buy fruit?
Unless you happen to already be on a road trip or unplanned or something where you didn't have time to prep something and you're just stopping. But you know what I've noticed with a lot of freezer things, like the singly wrapped popsicle sticks or ice cream stick thingies.
Yeah.
A lot of those anymore have either you open the little freezer case and they're either you can tell that they had melted and then refroze, which just creates a whole heap of potentially hazardous stuff that's in this wrapper that's still on the, you know, still available for sale. Or the bags are inflated, like they are about to bust, super inflated, which means there's bacteria roaming around in there.
That's for sure. Ugly. All right. Many of you who like the Subway food chain, largest franchise in the world, you may or may not be happy to know they've been sold to a hedge fund. The hedge fund that owns more of these fast food restaurants than anybody else. And the Subway chain was valued at just under $10 billion. How about that? A lot of foot-long sandwiches in there, right? That's $10 bucks for this chain. So will there be a difference? No, the company says it's, I think Rourke Capital. They said, no, we don't. It's a hedge fund, so they don't know how to run restaurants. They just buy them because they run well. Everything stays the same. So Subway, now owned by a different company, probably won't make any difference at all to what you eat at the Subway Ristorante. Jay and Doug here, 59 after on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.